Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have to get this off my chest. I do. It has nothing to do with sports, but it was the precursor to tonight's show. and it did give me a jolt. It sent my heart rate spiking. Oh my gosh. For those of you who don't know, our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located in Manhattan. And it's a warm evening in Manhattan, a warm night. And I suppose that means there are more people outside with less clothing on. I suppose that's what that means. And recently outside our building, we had some construction done where they took away part of the road and used it for a new bike lane, as well as some trees and some benches. They're very inviting. They're wooden benches, long and they're wide. And I've been waiting for someone to take the opportunity to grab a bit of a nap, maybe a respite on one of the benches. So as I parked my car, got my stuff together, I was walking from the block south of our building, and I was looking off to my left because there was a man sleeping in the Chase lobby, the Chase Bank lobby. So I was looking there. There typically is someone sleeping in the lobby of the Chase Bank. Actually, that's not a rare occurrence. But as I was looking to my left, I was continuing to walk toward the door of our building, and I was getting closer to the area with the benches, and I got right up next to the first bench and went, I'll demonstrate, because I got right close next to the bench and didn't realize, out of my peripheral vision since my head was turned to the left, there was a large man with very little clothing on, sleeping on the bench. Snoring, as a matter of fact, loudly, like my dog snores after her dinner and her afternoon walk. So yes, I got a bit of a jolt. My heart rate went skyrocketing, and it took me a minute to realize that he was fast asleep and had no knowledge of the fact that he had just scared me half to death. So yes, that was the welcome to work on this Monday night moment, and I just need to share with you because for a second there, I was hyperventilating. And just imagine my surprise. I'm walking by this bench and innocently thinking, oh, okay, I'm alone here in this stretch, this block of New York City street. Nope. Large man sleeping, hardly any clothes. And when I say hardly any clothes, I mean not quite Speedo shorts, but shorts that were small and maybe a little too small for him, but he didn't care because that bench was really comfortable. Whew. Sometimes I wonder what is happening. What is going on with people? I cannot imagine. Now, maybe he had some help falling asleep, but I cannot imagine falling asleep on a public bench, especially if I had very few clothes on. Just, that's not me. I could barely fall asleep in my own room, for heaven's sakes. I can't fall asleep in public places where there are other people around. So, yeah, that man was very comfortable in his own skin and his very little bitty shorts. And now I can't unsee what I have seen. I hope he's not still there in the morning when I leave, because I don't know. I'll go across the block and go down that way. Oh, and on that note, yes, it is, in fact, after hours where all these fun things happen here on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Thanks so much for joining us. Man, what a Monday. A manic, massive, major Monday full of news from the sports world, and we will definitely get to one Aaron Rodgers because we sort of have our question answered. At least we believe he will be at training camp for the Packers this week, and he will, in all likelihood, play for the Green Bay Packers this season. Will it be his last? I guess that remains to be seen, but the door has been opened reportedly for it to be his final year in Green Bay, a swan song, if you will. And so we'll get the latest on
what we know without seeing the contract after what has been described by Mark Murphy and others as months of negotiations. Even though Rodgers remains in California, that was the last report, and even though training camp is about to get underway, his agent spent time in Green Bay recently and has been working out a deal that will appease both sides. In other words, the Packers were not budging. They were not trading Aaron Rodgers. They still had him under contract through 2023. But with the changes, the amendments to his current contract, maybe they've come up with a solution that works for both sides. I actually heard one person describe it this way. If both sides hate the contract, it's usually a good compromise. There is a very real possibility that he will not finish out his career in Green Bay. There's a very real possibility that he will be the most attractive trade commodity come this time next year. Probably won't even take until this time next year. It would be sometime in the spring. Unless, of course, the Green Bay Packers win a Super Bowl and he decides he can't leave and would like to spend his entire career in front of the faithful at Lambeau Field. No matter what happens with Rodgers moving forward, and I understand that as human beings, we're not necessarily expected. It might be nice, but we're not expected to spend our entire professional careers in one place. We're not. I haven't. It takes more than two hands to count the number of stops I've made in my career. My goodness, it takes more than two hands to count the number of cities that I've worked in my entire career. And so it's maybe unrealistic to expect that athletes would spend their entire careers in one place. But I will say this about Rodgers and about Green Bay, he will never have it as good as he's had it in Wisconsin, where he is a very big fish in a relatively small pond. And I'm not referring to the size of the cities, although Green Bay is a much smaller city. I'm not referring to the state in a derogatory way. That would be ridiculous. If you know my family's history, my dad's whole side of the family is from Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. My dear grandmother is still there. It will always be very special to me. But it has a small town feel in a lot of places around Wisconsin. And the fans are tried and true and devoted to the Packers, to their other teams. It's one of those states where you have a few teams and millions of people who come together to support them. And so I do not believe that Rodgers will ever be treated like royalty the way that he is in Green Bay, no matter what happens. Best case scenario for him would be something like a Peyton Manning ending to his career, where he is welcomed with open arms to a new franchise. He spends a few years there. It culminates with a Super Bowl. And, you know, Peyton is worshipped in Denver. But he didn't spend his entire career there. He didn't win both the Super Bowls there. He doesn't exclusively belong to the Denver Broncos. Most of his records, a lot of his records, came with Indianapolis. And so there will be franchises that are happy to have him, but he'll never have it as good as he's had it in Green Bay. So we'll give you the details that we know coming up in the next 10 minutes. Also, there's news out of Houston about Deshaun Watson from both the attorneys who are representing the women accusing Watson and those who filed lawsuits, as well as Rusty Hardin, who is representing Deshaun. And we will head to Houston live during the final hour of the show to get the reaction locally as the Texans get ready for their training camp. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you would like to vote for your Man Crush Monday, the poll is still live, both on Twitter, A-Law Radio, as well as on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here, I'll even retweet it. You can always find our polls and other fun videos on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. So it's a good, another good account to follow in addition to following me if you are a Twitter peep. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook. Now, this Man Crush Monday does not include the stars of Tuesday in Tokyo. So it's, we're trying to remind you, as much as it is the end of our Monday here in the United States, there are events going on now in Tokyo in what at what is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And there are, it's really neat to see live events. For instance, Team USA women's basketball against Nigeria in its Olympic opener. There was a 21-0 run. That was my last count. Maybe it went longer than that, but I was busy getting ready for the show. At last check, it was a 21-0 run in the second quarter in a game in which the Americans were trailing for most of the first quarter against Nigeria and then exploded with the offense that they have at the ready. Breonna Stewart, Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, Asia Wilson, and there's Brittany Griner. These are really familiar names from the WNBA. And remember, we spoke with Jennifer Rosati, who is an assistant coach on that team before they left Vegas for Tokyo, going for their seventh consecutive gold medal. Nothing but gold will do. And if you're not familiar, or you don't remember, because it's a lot to keep up with, both Taurasi and Sue Bird are working toward their fifth gold medals. Fifth, five for each of them. No one has ever won five gold medals in basketball in the history of the Olympics. And so they're working on gold number five. Mambo number five. That just popped into my head. Anyway, Team USA is in the fourth quarter against Nigeria now and has a roughly 20-point lead. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. At the Olympics, there have been some really incredible moments, and there have also been some surprises. So triumph, but also disappointment. That's what the Olympics are all about, right? And in the pool, where Team USA typically dominates, there have been some upsets. I'm using my air quotations. Upsets, if you will. Ryan Murphy did not repeat as the gold medalist in his event. In fact, for the first time in, first time since the early 90s that the U.S. men did not dominate the backstroke. So the defending Olympic champion, Ryan Murphy, is an American, and he ends up with the bronze in the 100-meter backstroke. The two Russians that were in the race claimed the gold and the silver. And so in that case, even though a bronze medal is amazing, the perspective is he was the defending gold medalist. He was the defending Olympic champ. And while he said, and I agree, being third in the world is no slouch, still first backstroke defeat for the U.S. men at the Olympics since Barcelona. They'd won 12 straight golds at the past six Olympics. And we're talking about the 100 and the 200. So Murphy saw that streak come to an end. A little bit like a Katie Ledecky situation. And there were other races as well, which we didn't see the winner or the favorite come away as the winner. But man, there was a moment that gives me chills over and over again. So history at the Olympics, but also history for that swimming hotbed in the United States known as Alaska.
King is behind. Schoonmaker is above her in lane four with a slight lead. And then you've got
Jacoby
up there in lane three.
Challenging
Schoonmaker. We've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her career. And Lydia Jacoby is going to win gold for the United States.
Amazing, amazing moment for this teenager. She wasn't the favorite. But at 17 years old, she becomes the first ever Alaskan swimmer to grab Olympic gold. A major upset in the 100-meter breaststroke. My favorite part, in addition to her utter shock and joy and euphoria, which is really cool if you watch the end. So we're listening to the call from TV on NBC Sports, but there are lots of videos out there. Her reaction is priceless. But something else that I have been completely enamored of is the video from her hometown of Seward, Alaska, where the high school kids that she knows and really the high school that she attends are in, it looks like a gym, and they're watching her race on a big screen. And they're jumping up and down and freaking out as the race is closer and closer and draws to its final strokes. And their reaction when she touches the wall first, it was a photo finish, essentially. And you know how it is in swimming. We don't always know right away because they touch a pad that's underneath the water. And so it's the first one to the wall, and they have to touch this pad. And that pad, it's computerized, registers who hit the wall first. And so we don't always know because you can't see underneath the water when it's a really tight finish. And so there's this moment where we're all waiting. And then we realize it. She realizes it. This gym full of young people goes absolutely berserk. And the video was put out by the NBC Olympics account. I retweeted it because I could watch this a million times. I'm actually going to share it again just so it's on the top of my Twitter feed, A-Law Radio. Her parents are also part of this video. Her parents, of course, cannot be there. And so they are watching with some of their own peers, their own family members, in the same watch party. And her mom is taping it off the big screen on her iPad, in addition to taping the reaction around her in this auditorium or this gym. So it's really amazing. Please check it out. It's the spirit of the Olympics. The upset, the swimmer that comes out of nowhere, the fans back home. Now, even if there could be fans in Tokyo, all of these young people wouldn't be there. But the incredible support, I can only imagine that video is one that she will watch a million times. So check it out on Twitter. And lots of good stuff coming from the NBC Olympics account because of the fact that there are watch parties all over the country with fans unable to travel to Tokyo. This is the best that they can do. And yet it reminded me a little bit of what we saw in the 2020 NFL draft. Now, a little bit different, right? Because a lot of the athletes were there with their families and friends. But do you remember how it was in the living room or the front room where the cameras were? You'd have the athlete, maybe his or his parents, a sister, a girlfriend, an agent, a couple of other people that might be in the main room, and they were theoretically spread out. And then when the athlete's name was called, what happened? People start pouring in out of the other rooms. They're trying to keep their emotions quiet. They're trying to not get in trouble because there are not supposed to be that many people in the homes. And yet, it's this pure, unadulterated joy that they just can't contain. Now, it's different, of course. We're not talking about people trying to hide it. But it's that spirit. The excitement of rooting for someone that you know personally on one of the games, one of the sport's biggest stages. And so congratulations to 17-year-old Alaskan teen Lydia Jacoby. And if you were with us last night, you know I mentioned that there was also a teenager from Florida who won a gold medal. It was the first time ever for an American woman to win gold in Taekwondo. And she's a teenager from Florida, 19, I think. So just amazing what happens when you invest in the Olympics and you learn about names, you learn stories that you otherwise would never have known, never have seen, and you get to experience that joy too. So congratulations to Lydia. Now we've got some other big-time Olympic winners, some first times, and also some teams and some athletes who have got work to do, and I want to make sure their story ends in gold, like Simone Biles. Naomi Osaka, unfortunately, out of the Olympics, competing for Japan, but still a beloved tennis athlete here in the United States. And like I said, stories abound. We'll try to get through as many of them as possible, but we also have to make sure we hit the other major headlines in sports on Monday, like the future of Aaron Rodgers, like a trade that may potentially turn the Grizzlies into an even tougher contender in the Western Conference in the NBA. And then also, we have some resolution, not all of the details hammered into place, but some resolution about Oklahoma and Texas and their departure from the Big 12. So there's a lot happening. Crazy day. I've come to understand July's just like that. And that man sleeping on a park bench. Well, wasn't he a park bench? A street bench with almost no clothes on. I mean, it's got to be a metaphor for something. I just haven't figured it out yet. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You can have an ear on the radio and an eye on the Olympics, peeps.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. He a lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, I love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible, incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. And a lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, the spill out of all that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Aaron Rodgers at the time called the Kenny Mayne interview. So Kenny's last sports center that he hosted before he exited ESPN, and Rodgers was his guest. And while Rodgers didn't answer the direct question of whether or not he wanted to trade out of Green Bay, he did talk about the culture and the people and feeling like what was happening in this offseason was put in motion going back potentially with the drafting of Jordan Love, though it wasn't necessarily who they picked, but how they did it, right? So he has had multiple people around him, sources near him, that have talked about the way that they went about selecting his successor. Not the fact that they did it, but that he had no knowledge of it ahead of time and he was blindsided, and that really bothered him. He felt like he wasn't in on it. He wasn't part of the conversation. At the very least, he wasn't given a courtesy. And I will say this, we know the San Francisco 49ers went directly to Jimmy Garoppolo when they decided to move up and grab a quarterback with that number 3 overall pick. I got to remember which number. Remember, they talked about it publicly. We had a conversation with Jimmy. We told him what was happening. We made him understand that we want him to be the starting quarterback. This is about the future. We're not trying to replace him in the upcoming season. Well, apparently none of that happened with Aaron Rodgers before they drafted Jordan Love. So you put all the pieces together, and as much as he loves his teammates and loves the fans in Green Bay, it's not enough to overcome what he feels like is massive disrespect and also a culture that he's not on board with, a culture that he feels does not value the people. Now, you can decide for yourself how this changes his legacy, how this changes your perception of his career, but it does appear as though his agent, his proxy, his camp, has come to some type of an agreement with the Packers that will at least keep Rodgers in Green Bay for the 21 season. Who knows what happens after that? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Here is the absolute latest from Ian Rappaport on NFL Network.
Aaron Rodgers is expected to play this year for the Green Bay Packers. Let's say that again. Aaron Rodgers is going to play for the Green Bay Packers this year, which if you've been following the last, 4 or 5 months, there were some questions. Like, for sure, there were some questions. Rodgers has been frustrated with the organization. There's been a lack of trust. There's been a denial of their offer, turning down their offer for a contract extension. All of these things have played out over the last couple months, and now Rodgers and the Packers are on the verge of a reworked deal, which does a couple things, Tom. One, it gives Rodgers say over his future. Some say in where he plays in 2022, more say in where he plays in 2023. I have not yet gotten the chance to look at the contract, so we will see the exact details when they come, and we will bring those to you. But he will clearly have some say. The other thing is, Rodgers is adamant this is not about the money. I'd be surprised if there was much new money at all. It's more about him having a say.
That's the latest from Ian Rappaport on NFL Network. We do not have the actual terms of the contract that should follow, at least enough that, you know, that we need to know. I'm sure they're not going to provide a copy of the contract unless it's leaked. But the big piece of that is them releasing Rodgers from his contract a year earlier. So 2023 is currently, would have been the last year of his deal with Green Bay. And you remember the report just a few days ago is that he turned down a contract extension. So not a reworking, not a restructuring, but an extension that would have kept him in Green Bay through 25 and theoretically would have finished his career there with the Packers. Instead, it's the opposite. They're going to void the final year of his deal, which means now he'll only be under contract through this season and 22. But the Packers agree to review his situation at the end of this season and maybe will allow him to go a year earlier. And here's one more piece that I thought was interesting. Mechanisms, that's the word that's been used by Adam Schefter. Mechanisms will be put in place to address Rodgers' issues with the team. We may or may not know specifically what those are or how they'll be addressed. But the Packers have made concessions, and Rodgers clearly has. If he was serious about leaving Green Bay, but is going to play there for the upcoming season and still would be under contract for 22, well, you know he didn't ultimately get everything he wanted to, which was power now. So we'll see. We'll see what we hear from Aaron Rodgers, what we hear from the Packers. The last we knew, he was still in California. I don't know if there is a media crew camped at his house or Shailene Woodley's house or the house they shared together or the airport where he'd be flying back to Green Bay. Maybe he just puts on his cape and takes off into the wild blue yonder. So that's what we know, peeps. Aaron Rodgers will play for the Packers in 2021. It feels like years that we've been talking about this. I can't say I'm surprised because this is what I thought would happen all along, but I do think it's interesting the compromise, the common ground they found. Matt LaFleur has nothing to do with it, so let's hope that didn't damage his relationship with Aaron. 855-212-4227. We have a lot more QB news as camps get underway en fuego coming up on Tuesday and then into Wednesday. Plus, OU, Oklahoma, and Texas have made it a little clearer their intent and what they would like to do in the future when it comes to joining the SEC. Plus, walk-offs galore on the baseball diamond. There's so much happening. There's so much happening. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. We're glad to have you. Here's our latest sports update. Never a dull moment. That's why we need Bob Huesler.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Honestly, I got no expectations, man. I'm just, you know, being supportive of my God and let it all unfold how it does. Obviously, I'm praying that he comes back. We all want him back. I think everybody in this building has that same mindset, but, you know, I can only control what I can, and I can't control any of what's going on with that situation. So, you know, I'm just kind of sitting here doing what I got to do, keep getting better, and you know, keep watching the progression of everybody else that's here right now. And then, you know, when and if he's back, you know, obviously we'll welcome him with open arms.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
Your prayers have been answered, Devontae Adams. That was Devontae, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL last year, leading the league in touchdown receptions, along with Aaron Rodgers winning the MVP. That was early June with Colin Cowherd. A couple days ago, you had the joint social media post. It's like a joint statement when a couple is splitting up. A celebrity couple is divorcing and they issue a joint statement. So Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers both put photos from presumably The Last Dance. Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, one last shot at it was the implication, or at least what people ran with. Devontae, of course, is due for a contract extension very soon, and now maybe there is some resolution, or not, considering that Rodgers will be in Green Bay for one more year, but we may have to go through the same song and dance again next offseason. Oh, won't that be fun? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Want to hear something super funny? After I handed off, passed the baton to one Bob Uecler just a few minutes ago for the update at the bottom of the hour, I was looking over Twitter, and I kid you not, there is a photo of the plane that Aaron Rodgers reportedly was on that just landed in Green Bay. This comes from Rachel Hopmeyer, and she is a sports reporter for NBC 26. This is in Wisconsin. I do not know if it was just her at the airport or if there was another media contingent or other people there. But according to Rachel, Aaron Rodgers is back home. That's the term that she used. She's got a photo of a plane. That's all I can tell you. But she says he's on the plane and that he has, in fact, returned to Wisconsin from California right after I said that. I wonder if there are people camped out at the airport that he would take to return to Green Bay. Turns out there sure the heck was. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. How do you feel? Would you like to emote, whether with emojis or with words? How do you feel now that we have some resolution about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers after all of these many months of speculation? I never believed he was going to play anywhere else the upcoming season because I didn't believe the Packers would be dumb enough to trade him. And while they may have conceded, it's not as though they've given up all power. They've given up 1 year. Potentially, he could re-sign with them if he feels like conditions have improved and the front office has changed the culture and has been more mindful of the people on whom the organization and its success are built. So the future is murky. But at least for this season, he will play in Green Bay. Thank heavens. Can we just put that behind us, please? I am confident he'll be more motivated than ever. Still ahead, when we hit some QB news, also in the NFC North, Matt Nagy explains how Andy Dalton and Justin Fields will split reps, how they'll divide up their reps at training camp and in preseason. Trey Lance gushes about his new BFF, Jimmy G. As you can imagine, he's attached to Jimmy's hip, whether Jimmy likes it or not. Go learn from the veteran. And then Kyle Shanahan answers the question of whether or not Trey Lance is in the running for the starting job with the Niners this upcoming season. Zach Taylor talking about his quarterback who is fully cleared to practice, but there's a but. And then Sean McVay. You want to talk about gushing. He loves him some Matthew Stafford. He is all about his offensive toys. We'll see if this one lasts longer than 2 or 3 years. And so there is a bunch of QB news that we'll get to coming up. So a lot still at the Olympics that we can highlight. And if you haven't seen that video of Lydia Jacoby's high school classmates and her friends, also her family in Seward, Alaska, please check it out. It's absolutely amazing. So the video has been seen by over a million people now, and it's really just a bunch of high schoolers and then also her family jumping up and down and screaming like wild banshees, and yet it's priceless. I absolutely love it. On Twitter, ALOL Radio. Facebook, easily Googled. So just check it out. Lydia Jacoby, Alaska, crazy video, something along those lines. So we'll do more Olympics, of course, and we will get to some QB news. What we know now about the SEC, about new additions in Oklahoma and Texas, they released a joint statement on Monday that they have officially notified the Big 12, their current conference, they will not be renewing their media rights. So each school has to give permission for its media rights to be sold to whatever company, whatever organization they're working with. The current deal for the Big 12, these are not real details that you need to memorize or anything, but the deal right now, the Big 12 has in place expires in 25. It doesn't mean that they will stay in the conference until 25, only that they will not be in the conference past 25. Now, here are some of the reports that we're getting out of the Big 12. There's flexibility. With that statement, there's flexibility. It does not guarantee that Oklahoma and Texas remain in the Big 12 through 25, as I just mentioned, but if they leave early, they have to pay a massive penalty. I guess it's a small consolation prize, no? Get this. It could be up to $80 million for leaving the Big 12 early. So before these media rights expire in 4 years. They also have to give a required notice. So it's essentially like quitting a job. 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever the standard is for your job. Some people just walk out, let's be honest. But the Big 12, its bylaws, the conference bylaws, require a year and a half notice before you depart the conference. So this is maybe the first step they have to take to legally withdraw from the Big 12. And get this, worst case scenario for the Big 12, the conference dissolves. Have you started to hear the rumors or the speculation about how the Big Ten is going to want to expand now and how some of the remaining schools in the Big 12, which is not 12, I mean, it could go back to being the Big 8. But the rumors now are that some of the remaining schools are going to bail as well and that they might join the Big 10. Forget the Power 5. We're going to end up with the Big Three. It's like an NBA term. We're going to end up with three conferences that each have 25 teams. I mean, it's a little bit crazy. It's almost ludicrous. And yet, their strength in numbers. In college football, in college basketball, we've seen these power conferences form. Certainly, they're bloated. Certainly, it feels like it's way too many moving parts, and yet there's strength in numbers. There's more earning power in numbers. If the SEC can branch out into the state of Oklahoma, just like it branched out into Missouri and to Texas with A&M, but can add the University of Texas at Austin, you're talking about greater earnings power. You're talking about more TV markets. You're talking about more fans, but also stretching out into other places where they didn't necessarily have a school where kids could stay home and go if they didn't want to leave their state as recruits. So there's a lot of implications, but it's really about the earnings power. Still reaction from not only the SEC, but other conferences, but we'll give you this one. Eli Drinkwitz from Missouri, he's the head coach on Sirius XM, They're already in the SEC, are the Missouri Tigers. What about adding the Sooners and the Longhorns?
Absolutely. This is the best conference in college football, without a doubt. And when you are the best conference in college football and you're attracting two top 15 potentially brands in college football to come join you, obviously it's the place to be. You know, as far as where this goes in the future, I don't know. We have a tremendous commissioner and grew a whole lot of respect for him last year in the way that he led, and know that he will do what's in the best interest of our conference. I think one of his greatest strengths is he has the ability to see around the bend, and he's putting the SEC in a great position moving forward. And if him and the presidents decide that that's the right move, saddle up. If that's what they want, don't sing it, bring it, man.
Missouri obviously defected from the Big 12 to go to the SEC, so Drinkwitz understands their history. Missouri already traveled this path. The next step is for Oklahoma and Texas to formally, so legally, let the SEC know that they would like to join that conference. Then there would be a vote among SEC presidents. 11 of the 14 presidents and chancellors have to agree that they will invite Oklahoma and Texas to be part of their conference, and then the dates and all that jazz. So it's happening, though we don't necessarily know what time frame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.